start there.
Claudia Marchand, executive director of Northern Illinois Justice for Our Neighbors, hears a message of fear and divisiveness from Holman. She wants to remind immigrants in Illinois of their constitutional rights and of local laws that restrict how police can collaborate with ICE.
Know your rights in your home, know your rights in the car, at work, in public spaces, right? We have to go through all of these steps to ensure that folks know, hey, you are protected.
China's President Xi will not attend Trump's inauguration, but CBS's Shauna Mizell says the invitation sent a signal.
Signifies how Trump is going to be handling foreign policy and be dealing with foreign nations, in particular China. You had his press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, say that this really represents them trying to keep an open dialogue with China and really keeping it friendly, not adversarial.
U.S. Capitol Police say more than 50 members of Congress have been victims of swatting attacks. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
They're looking to put more Capitol Police out and about in the country to protect members when they may be more vulnerable, when they're not beneath the protective dome.
The wildfire near Malibu, California is now 30% contained. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Joy Benedict says some evacuation orders were lifted.
All over Malibu, crews are still repairing power lines, and Cal Fire allowed a soft opening, meaning those who live here can go home.
We are good to go.
Which is exactly what Susan Schutte did after going to the grocery store.
Feels good to have the power on and went to the grocery store and got food.
She and her husband escaped the flames Monday night.
Came out on Malibu Canyon, and it was a wall of smoke and fire.
Investigators are getting a better idea of why suspected killer Luigi Mangione targeted the CEO of United Healthcare.
And he specifically talked about how this company had such a huge market share, like right behind Apple and Google. And so that is what police and investigators are looking at, speaking directly to motive. However, NYPD says they have no indication that he was ever insured by United Healthcare.
CBS's Anna Schechter. Stanley is recalling 2.6 million of its Switchback and Trigger Action travel mugs after getting reports of lids falling off and causing burns. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh fights odor in just one wash, guaranteed.
A timepiece made for a doomed queen is now on display in London.
Science Museum curator Glenn Morgan walks through his latest exhibition.
The watch behind me is the famous Marie Antoinette watch, created by Breguet, a Swiss watch manufacturer who is still around today.
The jewel-encrusted timepiece with 823 moving parts was designed without a budget, and it appears without a deadline.
It took so long to create that it wasn't finished until long after Marie Antoinette had met her unfortunate end.
Unfortunate is one way to describe the guillotine that ended Marie Antoinette's time on Earth. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
An 18-year-old has become the world's youngest chess champion ever. Gukesh Damaraju of India beat China's Ding Liren in Singapore, breaking the world record previously held by Russia's Garry Kasparov, who became world champion at the age of 22. Damaraju also made history 6 years ago at age 12. He became India's youngest grandmaster ever. Michael Wallace, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, lows near 5 above, wind chills between 0 and 5 below, thanks to a northwest wind. Increasing clouds Friday, highs in the upper 20s. Those clouds stay with us Friday night. Rain will be likely into Saturday afternoon. It's 6 at our studios.
City, back of my neck getting dirty.
in a pity. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Georgia.
Leaving on a midnight train.
Yeah. world that live without him in mind.
World is his and hers alone.
He kept dreaming,
dreaming.
Ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
A superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he so found out the hard way that dreams.
Yes.
One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time.
Nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
I'm not never. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Up on
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yeah. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. An American was among the thousands of prisoners freed in Syria this week when the Assad regime fell. Travis Timmerman of Missouri says he had gone to Syria for Christian spiritual purposes when he was arrested months ago. Stacy Gardner is his mother.
Every day was hard for me. At the church, I was crying, and I try not to, but you can't help it.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is working to bring Timmerman home. Blinken was in Turkey Thursday discussing the future of Syria and its new leaders. Here's CBS News senior national security correspondent Charlie Daggett.
What I'm told is that they're making the right noises, right? But this is a group that may have cut ties with Al-Qaeda, but that main group, right, HTS, it's an Islamist militant organization. Its leader, Abu Muhammad al-Jalani, he remains on the U.S. terror list for attacks against U.S. troops.
President-elect Donald Trump outlined a lot of his second-term goals in an interview with Time magazine, which named him its Person of the Year. More from CBS's Nicole Killian.
On the economy, Trump, who made curbing inflation a cornerstone of his campaign, conceded it may be difficult to lower grocery prices. He explained it's hard to bring things down once they're up, but later said this.
Prices are going to start coming down because people can't afford their groceries, and they're going to be affording their groceries very soon.
After meeting with Trump's border czar pick, Tom